Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 23rd of February 2024. Today's topic is God Hates Disobedience Part 2. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 22 through 29. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." And Saul said unto Samuel, "I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Verse 25. "Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord." And Samuel said unto Saul, "I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel." And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, "The Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine, that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man, that he should repent." Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." King Saul's soldiers talked him into accepting some war booties from Amalek. They spared the best of the sheep and oxen to sacrifice unto God, yet God had told Saul that they should spare nothing, but utterly destroy them. They even spared Agag, the king of the Amalekites. This was an outright act of disobedience, and God was not pleased. Hence, Andrew Murray, in his book Learning Obedience, said, "From beginning to end, from paradise lost to paradise regained, the law is unchangeable. It is only obedience that gives access to the tree of life and the favor of God." Saul lost access to God's favor. The kingdom was taken away from him and his posterity. Instead of the Holy Spirit, it was an evil spirit that started operating in him. What a descent from grace to grass! This is a lesson to all Christians. You may be a favorite of God today, but if you disobey him tomorrow, you will fall out of favor with him. A little careless, angry act of disobedience hindered Moses from entering into Canaan land. Be not disobedient. Quote for the day: be not disobedient. The challenge for today is: obey God in everything. Prayer: keep me, O God, from disobedience, in Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.